Joining us now on Robinhood Radio is the Superintendent of Region 1, Lisa Carter. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
I'm fine. We start off a Monday morning with some light rain and it's a holiday day. It's the last of the holiday days, and this is the first time we've had rain on a holiday. We made it all the way through Labor Day and everything like that, and this is, of course, the Columbus Day weekend. But you obviously had a very busy weekend in Region 1 as you sent a email and a note around to parents and students that there's a COVID-19 situation that has affected the North Canaan Elementary School community, correct?
Yes, we had a positive case in our community that showed up on Saturday.
You know, we put this up on Facebook and did a news story on it yesterday, and people immediately started asking me questions. Well, is it a member of the school? Is it a student? Is it a staff member? Is it a member of the community? And I said to those people, listen, it doesn't say so, because you can't just go out and nobody, not even Lisa from the Region 1 School District, can go out and name the person that they're talking about. So that has to be worded that way, just simply for the patient's privacy, correct?
That is correct. The HIPAA protections do protect the identity of the people who are sick with anything. And just so everybody knows, it's certainly my desire to share as much information to as many people as possible in as real time as possible when these things happen. And I work very carefully with the staff at the Torrington Area Health District and with our medical advisor, Dr. Suzanne Lefebvre, to craft the message so that we are, in fact, doing that, sharing as much as we can while we are protecting those individuals who are sick.
Well, now this is, and when I called Lisa Nastra to come on this morning, what I find impressive about this is, you found out about it. It just seems to be working in Region 1, and, you know, knock on wood, it'll continue to work. You were notified of this by, I guess, either a parent, a family member, a staff member, whatever. So you were notified, and immediately, once again, we talked about this earlier on in the year, you went to your protocols that you worked so hard on over the summer to handle this situation.
Yes, that's correct. And I have to say that all of our community members have been extremely great about letting us know when they are not feeling well, when they're being tested, what the results of the tests are. And they're also being great about staying home when they don't feel well, whether it's students or staff. So I think most things at work, it's a team effort, and that we're all working as hard as we can to keep the virus in mitigation. And I think this weekend is just a great example of that.
And that, as you just put, that team is not only the school staff and also the Region 1 staff and the school busing staff, but that includes the parents, the students, the grandparents, the friends, whatever. It is one big team when you want to deal with an infection like the COVID-19 virus. And obviously, you put tracing, the Torrington Area Health District put tracing effects into effect. So basically, right now, this does not affect the school schedules in any way.
That's correct. And I have to say, I have to give a lot of thanks to the Torrington Area Health District. They are just ready and waiting. As soon as I sent a text to my contact, she called me on the phone, and they were off working on it. So, we can't do this work without them.
All right. Well, now you're this far in. You're this far into the school year, and in the school year, this is the first really, I won't call it major, but it's the first bump in the road that you've had to face so far. I mean, really, obviously, the summer's worth of work that everybody has put into this and the transparency on which the region is operating on really seems to be working 100% right now.
I would say, yes, that's true. I meet with the administrators regularly, and then, of course, I meet with boards every month and talk to board members in between, talk to administrators in between. I talk to individual teachers. So I think I hope that we're creating a culture that is open and, allows for the open exchange of information and at the same, we're doing two things. We're mitigating COVID, but we're very much focused on providing our students with the best education we possibly can. And so that means that everybody's got to be in it together, and with parents as well.
And what's interesting, on top of all of that, I think that you have been very quickly responsive, and I think the region as a whole, this deals with an elementary school situation, but the region as a whole has really been transparent. And I guess what I'd like you to try to explain once again to people, in this email that you sent out, you list a whole bunch of things that parents, grandparents, brothers and sisters, everybody should be aware of regarding COVID-19 if their family deals with schools.
Yes, I think the most important things are to understand what those symptoms are. If people don't feel well, that, you know, if they have chills, if they have a dry cough that is unusual from what they may have experienced before, if they have a fever, if they lose their taste, sense of taste and smell, those are, you know, your antenna should be raised for that, and people should consult their healthcare professional, who will then direct them as to whether they should be tested or not. Then the other part that's very important is that we try not to get to that place, which is, you know, to make sure we're following those safety guidelines. So the social distancing, I keep hearing that over and over again. I meet with the Torrington Area Health District two times a week, once through the State Department of Education and once through our local Litchfield County group. And they say the distancing is critical in combination with the face mask. Those two things are our best defense right now. And then, of course, frequent hand washing. So if we're doing all of those things and paying attention to how we feel, we should be able to keep the virus at bay, which then, of course, keeps people healthy, which keeps our students in school.
And we remind people, we're speaking with Lisa Carter, the superintendent at Region 1. You have other protocols. I mean, the protocols that you've had to put into effect and notifying the public so far this year have worked terrifically. But your plan deals with best case scenarios and worst case scenarios. I mean, you have everything set on paper for any type of scenario that might happen, right?
Yes. I think you mean if were our community spread to reach a place where we were advised to go to a different kind of educational model, like a hybrid model, which would put fewer students in our elementary schools. Right now, of course, the high school is in a hybrid model. And then, of course, and this is all in conjunction working with the State Department of Education and with the Department of Public Health as to when we go to any one of those places. And then, of course, the final model would be that everybody would be at home and full distance learning, but we hope we don't have to go there.
Well, once again, Lisa, congratulations. All that work, and that was a lot of work that went into the summer for planning for a return to school, and the transparency and the quickness which you're notifying everybody is paying off. Keep up the good work, and keep on going with the school year.
Well, I certainly hope we can stay open, and thank you so much, Marshall, for giving me the opportunity to chat with you this morning.
All right, thanks, Lisa.
Okay, be well.
Lisa Carter, Region 1 Superintendent, talking about the story that we led off with, where there's one North Canaan Elementary school community member, could be school, who knows. Anyways, there's one case of COVID-19, and that was reported to the region, and the region immediately started working with the Torrington Area Health District. And if you want to see Lisa's letter and you didn't get it and you're not on email, you can go to our Facebook page, robinhoodradio.com, and you can find it there. There's also, I do believe, a story also in this morning's Republican American, rep-am.com.